You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Ah, you thought he was done. Listen to that finger dexterity. Can you imagine?
Is this the Grim Reaper? From Bill and Ted?
First of all, he played bass.
I know. I thought maybe he moved the lead guitar. I'm assuming this is Van Halen.
Motherfucker.
That's the longest intro ever.
And it was worth it. You know, they named the intro. That's the intro to another song, and the intro has its own name.
What's the name?
Eruption. Like dicks. Welcome back to the Hashtag No Offense Show. My name is Chris, joined as always by the lovely Duchess. HTNOS.com, HTNOS on all the socials. And yes, to answer your question, young lovely Duchess, that was the late great Eddie Van Halen.
I knew who it was.
Rest in peace. We lost a true guitar hero this week, and that one kind of hurt.
I saw some hate on him on the internet.
I'm sure there's plenty of hate. He's a rocker from the 80s, dude. He's probably got checkered past.
It wasn't anything like that. It was more about his music and how it didn't have any depth to it. It was just money-making.
Excuse me. Did you just listen to that? Did you hear that?
I'm not saying these things.
Let's think back. Let's roll the clock back all the way to the mid-early 2000s when plastic guitars lined our walls and were the expert guitar hero. Do you feel, as the lead guitarist of the former band Moosecock, mm-hmm. that you can move your fingers in the manner that you just heard the late, great Eddie
Absolutely
Van Halen
not.
Move his fingers in? Sweet Child of Mine wasn't really the one. You know which one was the one. It was Avenged Sevenfold, the Beast
and the Harlot.
I remember you flew to Chicago by yourself for some reason, you know, because it was before the kids or whatever. You just went up there by yourself for whatever reason. I think it might have been about your dog bite. And you left me home by myself. And I came home from work and I picked up that guitar by myself. And I remember I hit it perfect. I played the whole song perfect. And I took a picture of the TV and I sent it to you. I was so proud of myself.
Yeah, and it was on like medium.
Yeah, probably. Probably. What am I trying to fucking prove? You're the one that's like, I have to play on expert and ruin the song because you can hear every time I fucked up.
Hey, you gotta do better.
Test yourself. Yeah. You gotta test yourself.
If you don't test yourself, you're just gonna stay mediocre.
Ooh, wise words from the Duchess on this sunny October Florida afternoon.
Mm-hmm. It was nice today. Nice enough to put up Halloween decorations.
It is. What do you mean was? It still is. Yeah, we just took a refreshing dip in the pool, put up some spooky times because we're kicking off October. It's our favorite time of the year. Mm-hmm. One of our favorite times of the year. I'd say October through the end of the year is equally favorite among all months.
Fall, and then it gets cold like in January, and then we can do like bonfires.
Yeah, which, you know, we made a new spot for that too. Who are we brought to by
hemp bombs?
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the local Tampa legend?
Yes,
the CBD proprietor. Everybody knows. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, now you know. Hemp Bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of products, including oils, gummies, suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. Use code HTNOS, that's HTNOS, at hempbombs.com and save 20% on your entire order. Mm-hmm. Do that shit now.
On it.
It's finna get. Ooh, she's moving.
Just move it. She's moving just get it. It over
she's
with.
Just moving it right Let's along. Do it. Get she's it. Moving it get right it. Along. We're also sponsored by Onnit.com. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total motherfucker.
Total human optimization.
Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut.
There you go.
Dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization.
That's what I said.
Through a wide array of products and supplements, Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. What are they, Dutchie?
Alpha Brain, which I clearly need. A New Mood. They got Shroom Tech stuff. They've got kettlebells. And so they've got stuff.
You're amazing. All the things that she just rattled off, they have basically every vitamin, every supplement, everything that you need to make yourself a better version of yourself. Because that's what it's all about. It's all about getting optimized. It's all about being the best you that you could be. My main man, Joe Rogan, said it best one day. If your life is the movie and you are the hero, be the fucking hero of your life. Uh-huh. I think is what he said. To
the
some
hero
degree.
Of your own movie.
Yes, that's you. See, you know.
I do know. See, I listen.
Together, we put the pieces together, and we come with one coherent story.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. Mm-hmm. Visit onnit.com, onnit.com/htnos, and save 10% on whatever you choose. Whatever you choose to make yourself a better version of yourself. I recommend starting with Alpha Brain and going from there.
Yeah, Alpha Brain's good. So this last year for Halloween, you had a plague doctor mask. And I feel like this year
I brought it on.
Would be the year to wear it.
I feel like I said that before. I feel like that it was a little bit of a predictive programming in the Matrix almost, that I was walking around with one of those big plague doctor dick noses hanging off my face last year and a big top hat and goggles and the whole nine. And then 3 months later, it's like, wow, coronavirus.
Yup.
And yeah, you're making a fantastic... Our kid wants to be a Demogorgon for Halloween, and you're making... Anyone that follows the shows know that at least one of the kids every year has a gangster homemade costume. Two years ago, you made a gangster Minecraft costume for Logan.
He was an Enderman.
And he, complete with, like, floating purple lights. Like, he had the whole thing, the blockhead, everything. Like, kids... Just the envy of the fucking neighborhood.
Dude, people, it was so funny because kids would, like, bow down to him in the street and say, don't hurt me, Enderman. And they would, like, literally get on their knees.
We're not worthy.
Yeah, and it was awesome. People wanted to shake his hand and shit like he was a mayor.
Well, and then last year you did the creepy scarecrow for Lucas.
I was hoping both of them wanted homemade costumes this year.
Well, he wants to be a Demogorgon, and you said to hell with anything that's store-bought because I'm going to do it better, and you're making him this movie-quality Demogorgon with fucking latex texturing for the inside of the mouth flaps. You're molding teeth one by one individually. You're molding teeth and affixing them to this homemade thing. Mm-hmm. It's a whole it's an apparatus. It's an undertaking, and I will be hurting my heart for you if they cancel Halloween.
Well, I was talking to our neighbor earlier because their kids came over while we were out in the front yard decorating. And we said something about Halloween. I was like, yeah, better might as well decorate while it's over. I was like, hopefully they get to trick-or-treat this year. And she's like, oh, my kids are trick-or-treating. I was like, all right, cool.
Well, see, that's the thing. I've heard a couple parents say, well, just take them. Well, that's all fine and good, but people have to be given out. You know what I mean? So what's good of taking them if all the lights are off?
And she's like, they're in school. What's the difference? I'm like, you're absolutely right. But I didn't know if they'd be boycotting this year. And she's like, no, but my kids are going to do it. I'm like, all right, well, we'll be passing out candy
well,
and
you know
trick-or-treating.
What? Yeah, we're in a tight-knit little neighborhood here, so I feel like she's a good gauge for what the rest of the blocks are going to be doing. So if she's going to be doing it, I'm sure we're going to be rocking, and that's going to be good. The only problem that we're facing right now is how his little neck's going to hold up that big fucking thing, because you got so many pounds of movie magic caked on his face already.
Yeah, and I looked, and I think I put it on too thick, but it's going to look good.
It's going to look so good.
But I figured I would get Velcro straps and cut holes in the top of the mask and on the side, so that way I can make like a hockey Jason Voorhees style. Type like hockey mask.
That'd be the best. He needs some sort of support like that, I think.
Because, the little elastic band that's on the back isn't going to cut it, because then he also has like a dark gray bodysuit that I'm going to paint, and I'm going to put texture on that to make it look like, you know. So the mask is going to go on, and then the bodysuit has an open face on it, so the mask is going to be under the headpiece of the bodysuit.
That's so wicked.
You won't even see the holders or whatever. I'm excited.
Whenever Halloween's done, I'm going to try to find somewhere in the studio that we could maybe attach that to the wall right there, so that it could show up in part of the backdrop when we do our live stuff. Because that's it's so fucking good, dude.
It's going to look better once I'm done with it, because the teeth are so white right now. So I'm going to take the
weather them up a little bit.
Weather them up a little bit, put some fake blood on there. And then I'm also going to take hot glue, and I'm going to make hot glue strands from teeth to teeth.
Oh, like
to
the
make
drools?
It look like drool.
See, and I feel like when he told us that he wanted to be a Demogorgon, mm-hmm. I was like, dude, have you even ever watched Stranger Things? And he said, I've seen a couple of them.
Yeah.
And I think it's more his friends know what it is, and they've referenced it or whatever. So we tried to make him sit down and watch it, and he wasn't interested or whatever. But then we ended up watching through the entire first season again, because it's just, it's the pinnacle of fucking television, I think. It's one of my favorite shows, and season one of Stranger Things, it's hard to top. And I feel like you got some ideas while we were watching, because I don't think you had that fucking saliva idea before we watched it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, and dude was on top of the one kid, and it was dripping down in his mouth and shit.
Yeah.
So it worked out for the best. You got some creative juices flowing.
Yep. But then it's funny because Lucas wanted to watch it, the little guy.
He made it 10 seconds.
He got jump scared.
Not even by anything, just by a sound.
It was a sound in the beginning.
He hauled ass within the first 10 minutes.
And he's asking to watch Pennywise, and he watched some of the Halloween with me, but...
The Halloween?
The Halloween movies, like the old ones. I think it was like Halloween 6, because I was like, Paul Rudd's in that.
No,
I didn't even know.
It was so ironic, because I slept in that day. This was last weekend, because we, we had some time off and we didn't record or whatever, which I got a funny story about that. And I slept in a little bit, and I came out on Saturday morning, and y'all were all hugged up on the couch watching fucking Michael Myers and shit. And it was the one that I mentioned on the show before, but watching when I was a little kid, and they were getting it on in the hay bales, and like she got pitchforked between the titties. I was like, holy shit, that's the one of all the ones. And I come out at that part. Yes, Matrix.
And I told Lucas, look, it's Michael Jackson.
He thinks that's his name, too.
I know.
I don't know if... Did I ever get to say that on the show? I don't even know if I said that on the show.
I don't think so.
He came in here wearing Logan's mask, like the base piece before you started putting all the teeth and shit on it, which is just like... Kaz told me it's called a Jabberwocky mask, because there's a dance group called like Jabberwockies or something, and I was like, I don't...
It was just called Masquerade Mask on Amazon.
Well, if you... I could even pull it up. If you have me pull up Jabberwocky, it's like it's like a dance group, like they do like... fucking breakdancing and shit.
The dragon from Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But they all wear those masks like that. Okay. I thought, because I'm old, I thought it looked like Buckethead from remember when he was with Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
That dude just stood there with that mask on.
Yeah.
Same fucking thing. One of them white masks. And I was doing something in here. I was playing NBA, or I was editing or doing something in the studio, and he busted it through the door, and he was like, I'm Michael Jackson. Bitch, you retarded. That's what you are.
It's one or the other.
It's one or
but then
the
I
other.
Like whoever commented. He's like, I can see where he's both, like, where he's right. Because it looks like Michael, but it also looks like Jason. Because the shape of the mask is like Jason, and it's the white Michael.
That
mask.
Was actually Ben, the angry dad. Shout out the next episode.
There you go.
He's going to be with us on the next one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're getting everything settled in for spooky October. It's just still 90 degrees, so it doesn't feel like it. We talk about that every year.
Well, I try to explain to Logan too, because he wants to be these things that require long sleeves and long pants or whatever, and I'm like, it's gonna be hot, so hopefully we get a cold front or something, because it was nice last weekend,
which was perfect opportunity for us to have some time off and spend some time outside, because we did a lot of outdoor eating. And you wanted to spend our vacation doing
yard work,
some manual labor, or
it turned out.
Yeah,
it turned out nice.
Nothing like doing manual labor on your days off, because we put together I call it a meditation slash cigar corner.
Yes.
You call it like a bonfire spot. You know, whatever. We got a fire. Spot. We got a fire pit over there. Mm-hmm. Contemplation and coffee, like my boy Hopper says. You know, you can't tell I just watched it, right?
Yeah.
But it required a lot of rocks, and I personally carried every bag of them to the back, from the front of our house to the back of our house.
I'm like, all 80 of them. We need like 20 bags of rocks. It'll be fine.
We need 80 of them, motherfuckers. 80 bags. It was a big ass project,
and we still need more.
And Manuel Labor is not how I wanted to spend vacation.
That's all right. It looks nice out there.
You didn't even catch that.
Manual labor, I know.
If you're Kaz, it's Manuel Labor.
Oh. I burped.
Fucking fantastic.
Day drinking.
Fantastic.
Like I didn't have enough beers at work yesterday.
Motherfucker. Taking all my shit.
I brought my girly ones.
I got you back to the float tank while we were off last week, too.
Yep. I didn't have anything. But my tits weren't cold this time.
So. You legit don't even have anything? Like, not even, like, colors or like, patterns or anything, like just nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I did see that, but it's like, you know, when your eyes are focusing on something.
Well, hold on, don't dismiss it. Explain what you're like. Well, yeah, I did see that. Well, then you saw something. Tell me what you saw.
It's just like with your eyes that are when you're trying to focus in the dark. It's just like circles that come like this. You know, like they're big and then they go little, and they're big and then they go little. And then also there was a light, but I thought it was just like how the pod is, because where you close it, once in a while, I would see a light like. Did the whole frame of the pod. So I thought, oh, that's
fucked up. You shouldn't see that, because everything's on motion sensor, so like it shouldn't light up unless someone's in your fucking room.
Oh, well, no, not like, I didn't know if it was like something with the pod or whatever. I didn't hear nobody come in my room, but that's all I did. And then I tried, but I also lay with my eyes closed, so I don't. And then I tried laying with them open to see if I would get anything else, and I really didn't.
I didn't have anything super profound like the last time, and I was trying, I mean, because not every time can be super crazy, you know, I mean, I don't think that's how it works. I think that it happens when it's supposed to happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
That being said, I did have like little like visuals though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I do more of those kind of things in my dreams than I do like when I'm trying to focus on the pod.
And maybe... Let's just say the brain is like a computer, and like you have to like do maintenance on your computer. You have to defrag the hard drive. You got to like run fucking diagnostics and shit. And maybe it doesn't matter when you get it out. Maybe you get it out in your dream. Mm-hmm. You know,
that could be.
Maybe I get it out when I'm, you know, meditation in the flow tank.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's how it happens. I don't know.
I've had dreams before of like alternate lives where you weren't in there.
Yeah.
But I was with somebody that
were
I
you
didn't
so much
know.
Happier.
Oh yeah.
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, in the moment I was, but it's because, like, in the moment I didn't know who you were or whatever. Like, when I was dreaming, it was, like, a totally different life with somebody that I had no idea who they were, which was weird. And then when you wake up, it's like, that was weird.
That is weird. But when we got out and we got into the truck, I sat there for a few minutes and I jotted down some notes so I didn't forget, because it feels very slippery when you get back. And I feel like if I don't like make notes to myself, I'll forget what happened.
You know
it's
what?
Almost like a dream. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'll forget what happened. So do you want me to go over my notes with you?
Yeah, but I want to say the one thing that I felt was really weird is that we lay in the tanks for like an hour and our fingers aren't wrinkly.
I definitely think that's got something to do with the salt level.
It's crazy.
Because it's almost like...
There's more salt than water or something.
Well, yeah, but it makes it like not necessarily like a watery consistency. It's thicker.
It's slimy.
It's definitely slimier. And I think that's got something to do with that. Because, yeah, you did comment on that immediately.
I was like, yeah, tits are slimy. Not cold, but...
Slimy.
Slimy.
So when I started laying... You know, like, do you experience the same thing as I do where, like, the first 10 to 15 minutes or so, like, your heart's just going crazy and you got to, like, calm your breathing down and calm your heartbeat down and everything? I go, when I shut the door, the first 10 or 15 minutes is just, like, go time. It's like, oh, my God. Like, I'm, like, my heart's beating out of my chest and I have to, like, consciously decide, okay, slow down, okay?
It's like breathe in, breathe out.
I don't know what it is. Maybe because of confined space, maybe because it's, you know... Craziness is about to happen.
I feel safer in a confined space, though.
I don't know, but that's typically how it starts. So, you know, like after that, do you remember those things when you were little or when you were in like grade school and you made them out of paper, you folded them all up and you put them on your fingers and you did the ch-ch-ch-ch and then there were numbers on them and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Like the little fortune teller things?
Yeah.
So I saw something that reminded me of that. Mm-hmm. Like everything's black and I see that small and then it's coming towards me and it's getting bigger a little bit and it's moving. It's doing the thing. Weird. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. it's doing the thing like that. And then it kind of opens up into like this big weird looking flower. And I'm like, okay, very subtle, you know, like everything's just fine line almost, you know, like very subtle little colors and shit. And that's pretty much what everything was that I was seeing. It looked like constellations almost, like very little dots and little lines just mm-hmm. moving around. And I'm like, I'm just laying there watching it. And the weird thing to me was off in my peripheral, I kept feeling like there was an owl. And the only reason I say I feel like there was an owl was because I kept hearing like...
Got Cosmic Owl and Prism or whatever his name is.
Prismo
in there.
I don't know. But I kept feeling like just very low, like off to my side, just very low. Like, like an owl, you know, mm-hmm. the stereotypical. And every time I would go like this to kind of look, I would hear... And like he was like fluttering away or whatever. I could never see it. Yeah. I always felt like it was right there. And then after I would leave, like ignore it or whatever and forget about it, I'd feel like it was right there again. Like, whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop. Maybe that was your dick flapping in the water.
I don't know. My dick is not an owl.
It is in space.
But that was like the only thing. Like I was seeing like geometric patterns, like color visuals, and I felt like there was an owl chilling there with me. Mm-hmm. And like I remember when I was laying there, I wasn't disappointed that nothing was like crazy happening, but I remember thinking maybe this is just like a maintenance visit. Maybe there's like no real lesson to learn today. Maybe this is just like fucking declutter. That you know, get everything out. And since I'm basically like a small child, they're like, here, look at some colors.
Maybe
look at these pictures. You know, the owl's gonna chill with you while we do the work behind the scenes. You know, fucking check this out.
The owl from Sword in the Stone,
Archimedes. That's why I thought about Kaz in the tank, because Kaz is Archimedes.
Nice.
He shows up to our inner circle group chat, phone calls, FaceTimes, or whatever, and he puts the owl head on.
Nice.
Yeah. So you gotta speak to him. Owls. Owls are supposedly like a mystical, profound animal. They're supposed to like bring cosmic messages to you.
I believe it. What other animal can turn their head all the way around? None.
It's fucking true. And you remember that one in the beginning of Labyrinth?
No.
That was like a snow white owl came fucking flapping up on that girl's window, and then next thing you know, she's dancing with David Bowie in the fucking Goblin Kingdom, dude. Right.
Owls are spooky.
Don't trust them owls, dude. Don't trust them. So yeah, that was my float experience. And like I said, we made our chill spot. We did a lot of eating out and just enjoying our time, because that was basically our anniversary.
Right, because we usually take the week prior, but we took that week instead.
COVID kind of put a monkey wrench in there about taking a trip, you know, because there was, I don't know, they jacked the prices up, which is weird. You would think that they would be lowering them to attract people in.
It wasn't the cost. It was I didn't think that we would have any fun because we'd have to have masks on.
Well, yeah, but you said the place that we rented last year was like significantly higher.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant the hotel, because I looked there originally and I was like, well, that's a lot. But for the same week. I looked at the Guy Harvey resort over that's on the ocean, and they were reasonable. So I booked there. But then I'm like, I don't know if I want to go to a hotel room. You know what I mean? Just because I liked staying in the condo better or the townhouse, because you can bring food there, and we were going to be there for a few days. So, and I like having a kitchen because we can just make sandwiches or something and then walk down to the beach. Like we wouldn't have to always spend on eating out.
Yeah, no, I'm with that. But I'm also, when I go on vacation, I tend to splurge a little bit more and I tend to want to eat out
dinner.
Well, just because it's like the experience, you know, like I want to try as many spots as I can that I can't normally have them. And I'm not talking about like, hey, it's lunchtime, let's go to fucking Subway. You know, like I want to try different spots. I want to go and experience as many places as I can while I'm around. So like, not that I don't mind getting some cold cuts and having some sandwiches at the room or whatever. But at the same time, it's I'm like let's go find something.
Every day is too much. Because like the first when we went last year, we did the Biscuit Company for breakfast. And then after that, we were so full, we didn't even... And that's another thing. Like, when you go out to eat, you eat so much. So then sometimes you don't want a full meal. You just want a snack. So it's nice to have that at the place.
I'm with you.
And then go out and have a big dinner.
I'm with you.
But even though we didn't get to go anywhere, it was still good.
I enjoyed every second that we spent. It was a nice little relaxing relaxing mini vacation. Sure. And it sucked to go back to work. It sucked to go back to work on Monday. Like, as soon as I walked into the place, I was like,
oh. Yeah, I hear you.
Like, it's just a wait. It's just a wait. And then first thing I do, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Or let me tell you this and get your thoughts. First thing I do when I get to the office, I've usually made a stop or two, and I have drank my whole whatever 46-ounce coffee that I take with me in the morning. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I have to do is I have to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Okay? And my work bathroom, there's two stand-ups, and they're in like a little cubby, if that makes sense. There's like, yeah, a little, like a half wall. Without, yeah, well, there's like a little half wall. There's a urinal. There's a partition. There's a urinal. And then you got the stalls.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're in that first one, there's a little wall right there. Mm-hmm. And there's this guy that I work with, and he's a large guy. He's probably 6'4", 6'5", and if he's not 300 pounds, I would be fucking surprised.
Okay.
Large human being. Takes up a lot of space. Mm-hmm. And I walk in, and he's at the first one with his arm on the wall like this, leaning into the corner with his head on his arm, just going,
ew.
And I'm like, what the fuck, dog? I understand, we've talked about that before. I understand, you know, like when you go into public bathrooms, you see that shit. Our shout out to former co-host Adam Karp. He called it peegasms.
Yeah.
Because you walk into these places, and it's typically at sporting events, you know, you got a lot of people that have been drinking or whatever, and you get in there and it's I'm talking 8:30 maybe on Monday morning. I have to walk into the bathroom at work and see this shit. Come on, man. What are you? Bathroom etiquette. Am I right?
Yeah. That's
like, there's not okay. There's nothing that you need to be moaning and groaning about at the urinal at 8:30 in the morning.
No, he just probably thought he was alone.
Well, he was alone, but even still, bro. Come on.
That's weird.
But that's going back to the office, you know, and I'm sure you encounter that a little bit too.
Well, we have separate bathrooms. Like, the guys have a bathroom with stalls in it, but like the girls, there's two like separate bathrooms. So there's like.
Just, really?
Yeah, like you have to like open a door and lock it behind you. So there's two separate like bathrooms, and then the guys have one that have stalls.
What's that about?
I don't know. I think that they just didn't have an option.
Are you guys that filthy?
No.
The one would be too much. You got to split y'all off into two.
But no, they're right next to each other. I just think that maybe the one bathroom wasn't big enough, so then they had to convert a closet or something. I don't know. But yeah, but it is a little
closet.
It's more awkward when you're using that bathroom though, because like. Somebody knows that you're in there, and then sometimes they'll wait outside the door, and it's like, just walk the fuck back to your desk and wait.
I hate being in communal situations. It's like terrible. That
like if I go and check the doors and they're both locked, I'm walking back to my desk and coming back in 5 minutes. I'm not gonna stand there and wait for somebody to come out of the bathroom. It's weird.
Bro, the worst is when I got to take one of the kids to the bathroom and I don't have to go, and they're in the stall and I'm standing there waiting for them, and someone comes in and they're like, are you in line? I'm like, why would I be just chilling here, dude? Like, if I had to go, I'd be outside. I'm watching to nobody comes in here and fucking snatches my kid, dude. Like, yeah. That's why I'm standing here. Get the fuck on. Am I in line? Suck a dick, dude.
All the open stalls.
Right? That too, you know, right? People are fucking dumb.
They really are.
But speaking of bathrooms, did you know that Taco Bell came out with a wine?
No.
And it sold out immediately?
What? Who drinks wine with Taco Bell?
Oh, it's funny you say that, because that's what they said.
Who, Taco Bell?
Yeah. Taco Bell's house wine, Jalapeno Noir. Noir. How do you say that? Noir?
Noir.
Noir.
Black jalapeno.
Sold out in minutes. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
It looks cool, though.
The bottle does look cool. They did a good job with that.
That looks good, too.
I don't know what kind of wine it is.
What's it say here? This is the update. Mm. Read the update first.
I just want to know what kind of wine it is.
That's down here in the original post, I believe. It says, on occasion, a brand does something weird and potentially awesome, like Taco Bell announcing that it will begin selling a Canadian-grown Pinot Noir.
Okay.
Apparently named Jalapeno Noir.
Oh, it's a play on words.
It's a play on words. It, as reported by CNN, Canadian Taco Bell will begin selling the limited edition Pinot Noir, designated to be paired with its toasty, cheesy chalupa.
That sounds fucking good.
That's what's pictured right there. That looks good as fuck, dude. I'll eat a chalupa. Toasty, cheesy chalupa, which complements notes of wild strawberry, cherry, and beetroot in this silky, limited edition red wine. The wine, which comes from a vineyard in Ontario, will cost $25 Canadian, around $19 US domestic. Nah, $20 bottle of wine?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty... I would... If it was some expensive wine to go with Taco Bell, I would be a little bit like, are you kidding?
Man, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, it might be harder to get that than it would be the new Xbox.
Yeah, which I struck out on, too.
I know.
Here's what you said. Mexican cuisine, at least in the United States, is often portrayed as being suitable for being paired with beer and soda, but not wine, which is both untrue and pretty lazy.
Oh, fuck off.
Having a fast food chain explicitly pair its fast food version of a Mexican dish with Pinot Noir suggests a broad audience that wine can and should be served with Mexican cuisine.
You drink fucking tequila when you're having tacos. You don't.
You drink tequila wine. When you're breathing. You drink tequila if you're having breakfast. You drink tequila if you're having fucking tea and crumpets. Tequila is like second nature to you, okay?
Well, it's made for Mexican food.
For you, it's made for life.
So what?
Like, eat that worm, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, no. I wouldn't eat it. I would swallow it. I wouldn't chew it.
What do you think about Taco Bell wine? Would you try to find a bottle of this and take it in? You're not really a red wine person. No. But I think that if it's Taco Bell, which we are both active proponents for making runs to the border, mm-hmm. I think that we would have to at least give it a try, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not a wine guy. I'm not a wine guy at all. Which I feel like, you know, as I creep up on 40, I feel like in my 40s, I have to at least give it a try.
I don't like red wine.
I don't like any of it. But I feel like as an adult man, I have to be more sophisticated. I have to know what goes with a steak.
Because you drink wine, don't make you sophisticated. Just like if you go to church, don't make you Jesus lover. Like,
yeah, Jesus lover. Stay tuned for that in the Florida Jesus stories. Lover. Covering Secret Lover with Jesus? Did you have a song? You told me you had a song to intro. Is that it, Jesus lover?
No, that's not it.
What did you want? Well, I mean, you got trumped, no pun intended, just because...
Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen happened to go to the big gig in the sky this mm-hmm. week. But normally, if you would come to me and say, hey, I got a song, I'd be like, oh, word, what is it? So, what is it? You want me to play it now?
Sure.
You want me to save it?
You can play it.
What do you got?
I was listening to Run the Jewels radio.
As you should.
And this song came up, and when it started, I immediately started smiling, so I thought I should share it.
And you airdropped it to me?
Yep.
All right, I got it here. Who is this?
I don't know.
Is this your answer to Mark Riblett?
Maybe he's a little bit better.
I see him standing in front of a keyboard in a packed house, but he's not wearing a kimono.
Well, then he's a little less than Mark Riblett.
Let's.
I don't know. As soon as I heard it, I just smiled. I was like, I need to share this.
All right, let me check it out. This was on Run the Jewels radio? Right. He's barfing confetti right now.
Nice.
I'm sorry, Ashley. I like it.
I like it too. You know what it kind of reminds me of? It reminds me of like the music that we liked when we were kids.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's like the shit I still listen to.
And it also kind of reminded me of when we used to go to Hall at the Moon because they had the
dueling pianos,
and that's what it sounded like to me when he started singing.
That's good shit. Jeff Rosenstock, for anyone who is who's interested listening. Good find, babe.
Thank you.
Howl at the Moon was my favorite spot to go when you would drag me out because mm-hmm. I knew that I could always try to throw money into the guy at the piano's cup to get him to play Home Sweet Home. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it took 3-ish separate visits before he finally saw it. And
we had to drop a 20 in that bitch.
It was, yeah, I would give him a few bucks, never fucking did it. And then you said it was a 20?
Yep.
I don't remember what it was, but if I you say it's a 20, I remember it was a...
it's a 20.
It was a 20. All I do remember is the guy seeing it, smiling, looking out at the crowd, and I kind of gave him like one of those head things, and he looked at me and gave me thumbs up and was like, all right. And I was like, yeah, you're going to do it. And then he stood. I remember he stood when he was fucking hitting it. And I was like, yes, this is fucking awesome. I don't even know his name, but I'm so pumped right now.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking love that shit.
That was one of my favorite places to go because they gave you little buckets of booze.
Yeah, they just put a bunch of straws in it.
And there was another one that you can get.
Everybody's sharing herpes and shit, dude. Back in 2006 or whatever, get a bucket of booze with 10 fucking straws in it.
And I'd take all them straws and bunch them up and suck them all out.
Ooh.
I'd take all the straws.
Why you flexing? Why you flexing?
I like to drink.
Yeah, it was better than... being at, what was that other place across the fucking way from there?
Banana Joe's.
I hated that fucking place. Well, that's because
that was more of a club.
Hated that
place.
You didn't
like to dance. People would think you were a bouncer because you just stand there with a mean ass look on your face.
Because I was pissed. I wasn't trying to be in there.
I know. And then I'd feel guilty for trying to have fun because your ass is over there pouting and shit. And
I hated it. You're trying to make me dance.
Then there was a country club next door to that one.
A country club?
Yeah.
Like with tennis rackets and polos?
That's not what I mean. It was country music.
Oh, a country club.
Yes. So it was Banana Joe's and it was the country music one. I forget what that was called. Like Knee Slappers or some stupid
Knee
shit.
Slappers? No, you know what it was called? I remember. What? Slingshots.
Slingshots. That's what it was. And then downstairs was the bowling alley.
Splitsville.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still there? Is any of that still there?
I think the bowling alley is, and definitely the Hooters is, but I don't know about anything else.
Definitely the Hooters.
Yeah. You can't get rid of that.
Since we've been gone. Tampa won the Stanley Cup.
They got their ass kicked.
I changed my stance.
What? Why?
Here's the thing.
Mm.
The day after the Tampa Bay Lightning win the Stanley Cup, I call former co-host 2 rings and say, well, they did it. What do you prefer? Do you prefer 2.5 or do you prefer 3-star?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, fuck you, man. They won. And I was like, no, they didn't. Because if a team wins and no one's there to see it, did it really happen? Mm-hmm. Fuck you. And we're going back and forth. And he don't give a fuck, dude. He could care less what I say.
Right, right.
Like, to him, he's like, oh, fucking yeah, whatever. Obviously,
because then he changed his profile picture to the fucking Stanley Cup and shit. He probably got a picture of him sucking Stamkos' dick in the background.
Well, he didn't even play, so he would have to fucking find one of the players that helped contribute. But, I talked to Riley later that day, and he was like, you're so wrong about that. And I said, how am I so wrong about that, dude? And we had this like very brief inner circle sports over the phone, and he was telling me how like there's no home ice advantage for either team, and like everybody's on level playing field, and fucking he gave me this whole big thing, and I ended up hanging up the phone. And I was like, I kind of see where he's coming from. And not for nothing, I feel like I'm being petty. I want to let him have this because that's what Nick said to me. Nick was like, why are you being such a bully, dude? You know this means everything to him. Just let him have it. I'm like, no, this is a COVID cup. It doesn't even count.
Being friends mean you bust balls. That's what you do.
I can only like I got a text from 2 or 3, whatever we're going to call him now, this morning saying, I know you don't like baseball, but the Rays just knocked the Yankees out. So yeah, the Rays move on to the next level of baseball postseason or whatever now. And I was like, wouldn't it be some shit if on COVID cup year, asterisk year, where nothing fucking counts, the goddamn Lightning win, the fucking Rays win, and I would say the Bucks win, because at the time when I was thinking about this, they were 3-1, but now they're fucking 3-2 because of the Bears. Shout out.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be some shit? That would be Tampa as fuck.
100%. I don't know what else to say about sports. Like, I don't know anything.
I know you don't know anything. Just play with me.
I don't know anything about sports.
Just play with me. I know what you do know about and what you excel at.
Well, I feel like if Florida has 3 different football teams, one of them should be good.
How dare you slight Minshew, dude? Minshew Nation,
somebody's got to win.
Minshew Nation.
What am I good at?
Besides
drinking?
Being a mother.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Being a mother. And one of the challenging things about being a mother is dealing with the ungrateful kids and their mouths.
Oh.
And the little one is developing quite the mouth. And mm-hmm. I wanted to give you the floor to tell some stories about his mouth from the past week or so, because he slighted your car first off and blamed his sickness on your hygiene. Yeah. And
which my car does not smell.
So being that I was off, typically Dutch drops the kids off for school in the morning. And I don't know that we've ever talked about it, but we've been having some issues with Lucas getting to school and being in the car line and throwing up on himself. He's not sick. He just throws up.
I think I figured out that it was just motion sickness on an empty stomach, because these are the kids like to eat breakfast in the morning. And he had my phone. And because I'm like, what is the difference between me taking him and you? And you never let them use your phone. So it's as true. Soon as I stopped letting him use my phone in the car, he hadn't gotten sick.
Well, being that I was off and I woke up, you know, like regular to get the kids ready, because we're going to have breakfast every day. That was our plan. We're going to drop them off and have breakfast.
Yeah, I was so excited for first watch on that first day.
Well, Duchess, I might be retarded. Since I was up, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. We'll take my truck and then we'll go to breakfast there. And he says, oh, we get to go in the truck? That's so cool. Mom's car stinks. That's why I throw up. And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, it smells bad. I'm like, why does your car smell bad? And she's like, it doesn't. It fucking doesn't. He's just being a dickhead.
It really doesn't. It doesn't smell bad at all.
I don't believe it. You're that girl that has nasty shit in the fucking center console. And
no, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You got fucking coffee glasses underneath your seat that are growing mold and shit.
No, not in this car.
What you mean?
Not in this car. That was the other car. That was a Stratus.
Oh, you fucking turn over a new leaf?
Yeah.
You a changed person?
This is the nicest car I've ever owned, except for when I get my Jeep eventually. So I take care of it. It doesn't smell.
Well, he says that you're the reason why he's throwing up.
He's full of shit.
And then later that day, we were relaxing. We picked them up from karate at the end of the day, and we were at home. And you and I think we were actually watching Stranger Things. We were laying on the couches mm-hmm. in the living room, and he was in our front sitting area playing on your phone. And we were messing with the dog or whatever, and he heard her chain or her tags jingling and shit. And he says, without even speaking to us, not prompted or anything,
he heard you call her a bitch.
No, he did not. I don't call her a bitch.
You did. You called her a bitch. And then he was like, bitch.
Rosie, come here, bitch.
Yeah, where's my bitch?
No, then after she didn't come, he goes, where's my little bitch? Yeah, I thought you were going to explode.
I was laughing so hard, and I couldn't be like, you don't use that word.
You did, though. You said it just like that, too. You're like, you don't say that.
he's funny, man.
These fucking kids. What, you know, here's my little bitch. What are you looking at?
Oh, I thought you were gonna play something, because you're like, here's my little bitch.
Oh no, that's just her. Yeah, that's just, come here, bitch.
So funny. And then even Logan too, he was wearing a shirt the other day, and it was a basketball shirt, and I was like, well, that's a nice shirt. And he was like, yeah, it says nothing but hostile. I was like, man, just his hustle.
Why is he trying to come off like he hostile, dude? Don't fuck with me, I'm hostile.
This is hustle, bro.
He's something else, too. Yeah, man. They both are. They mm-hmm. both are. Do you want to talk about Florida?
Yes.
I've got Florida stories.
Yay.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice. Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do Welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit. And I thought my family was fucked up.
So each and every week, our What the Fuck Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Check out official.com. That's OHFISHL. And use code HCNOS. Save 25% off of your order of beautiful, handcrafted t-shirts, hats, jewelry, made by our personal friend, Fernando, the homie casual.
Yup.
And I got notification that his beads are in, his hashtag beads, making some limited edition HTNOS joints for us to give away to our loyal listeners. So please stay tuned for details on that and how you can enter. Awesome. Official clothing.
Live by your own rules.
God damn it. Now, this first story I got for you is a little unconventional. Okay. Right. Bear with me.
Okay.
Okay. We're in Lakeland, Florida.
All right.
Where a Florida man was arrested for child porn.
Oh.
But he also purchased and ate soiled underwear.
That's gross. That's a gross way to live.
What?
Yeah. And the main reason that I picked this. Because I wouldn't, I typically wouldn't, I'd pass this by. Because I don't want to talk about kiddie porn and shit. Like, that's not at all in my...
No.
I don't want to think about it. I don't want to fucking imagine, you know, Joe Biden eating kids. I don't want to fucking, none of it, dude. But the fact that he purchased and ate soiled underwear, coupled with the fact that this is pretty much all red, in quotes, from your boyfriend, Grady Judd, sheriff of Polk County.
I love Grady
Judd. I felt like it would be one to get for you.
All right, cool.
Because Grady Judd is, he's the sheriff of Polk County. He's
a no-nonsense motherfucker.
I was going to say he's a redneck, but that I mean, if you want to give him that props, that's cool too. It says a Polk County man was arrested for allegedly possessing and distributing child pornography and is also accused of another dirty hobby.
Ugh.
According to Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, investigators learned that Jose Araza, 58, purchased and ate soiled underwear. Now, how do you actually eat the cloth? Can you eat something like that and it make its way through your body? Or will that fuck up your insides?
Both. I think that some of it would get stuck.
I don't understand even how that's possible.
Have you seen me watch that dumpster show that My Strange Addiction?
With the bitch eating the couch cushions?
She eats couch cushions. There's bitches that eat like Ajax or...
That's poison!
I know.
Melissa.
The deodorant soap.
Who eats deodorant soap?
Deodorant comma soap.
What is deodorant soap?
Deodorant comma soap.
Two Are we talking things. About Dial in them?
No, yeah, it's like like bars of soap.
Bars, oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
At least a bar of soap would dissolve. I mean, we're talking about fucking Fruit of the Loom.
There was a bitch that ate nothing but cat food.
But even that's just low-grade edible material. Well, this is not meant to be ingested.
She went to the doctor, and he was like, if you keep eating cat food, it will kill you.
How, though?
Because it's not meant for human consumption. It's all artificial, like, byproduct shit. Like,
are you serious?
Good. Yeah. It was like cheap ass cat food, like Meow Mix or some shit.
Oh, well, fuck
not
that.
Not like the good stuff we feed our dog.
I don't know if I have it in me to read these in his voice. Should I try? What the fuck is going on out there?
I told you he got stuck at his Ford earlier, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay, quote from Sheriff Grady Judd.
Hillbilly.
He was buying these things and ingesting them. Did you hear me?
Oh.
He was munching on them.
Oh, no.
This guy has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Judd revealed the stomach-churning allegations during a press conference for Operation Guardians of the Innocents 5, which led to the arrest of 16 other men, now facing a total of more than 1,400 felony charges. Which, I mean, fucking good for you, Grady.
Right.
Quote, there's a market out there, said Judd. God, I didn't even hear it.
There's a market out there.
There's a market out there. You know what kinds of things get into soiled underwear, right? Sometimes you think you're just passing gas and you're not. You can't trust a fart when you're over 60, but this guy's going to buy it and he's going to eat it.
Oh, that's so bad. I love Judd, man. That's he's so funny.
White trash?
He's such a nerd. He's like the biggest.
He gets off on this shit.
He does so much. You could tell that he was bullied as a kid, and that's why he got into law enforcement, and then he moved up through the ranks, and now he's got his name on the side of fucking squad cars and shit, so he believes that, you know, like he's got some sort of power in that, and he can come out and fucking.
Nobody else will ever be able to run to sheriff until he dies.
Well, yeah, he's like a beloved local folk
he's
hero
a celebrity.
Because he's a guy. It's like Michael Scott. If Michael Scott became the fucking sheriff of goddamn Scranton County or wherever the hell that he is, that's what this is like.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I see that dude on TV, I'm like, why am I intimidated by you right now? I could push you down and you wouldn't be able to get back up. I could hold you down.
Oh, he'd get you with his words.
And he would have a gang of fucking bubbas ready to fill me up with bullets too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Judd goes on to say Araza was fired as an IT specialist for Lockheed Martin. The 58-year-old holds a master's degree from Florida International University.
Mm.
That's fucked up, dude. I would never think that he would be a kiddie porner.
No, and it's like, was he buying kids' underwear? Like, who is... I mean, just because it says kids' underwear, it could be a fat old dude smearing his shit
kid underwear. Melissa.
So, I mean, it's true. Just like that bitch we talked about who was selling her panties, that I'm sure those were not her panties.
She was beautiful.
I know. She don't need to sell her fucking panties.
Yeah, she could do OnlyFans. She could do fucking Pornhub community. She could do any of that, right?
I forget who it was, but somebody makes like $8 million a month on
Bella Thorne.
Is that who it is? One of the Kardashians.
It was Bella Thorne, the chick from The Babysitter. We talked about that last episode. I mean, she's done other shit too. She came up through the Disney Channel shit. And the regular OnlyFanners, you know, like the girl next door OnlyFanner that's doing this shit because of COVID, they're all mad at her because she came in and like flipped the system on its ear or whatever. And now there's like caps and limits and shit. And OnlyFans is doing all kinds of regulatory shit. So like, yeah, they're all mad at her.
Yeah, whatever. Do what you gotta do, man.
Dude, that's another thing. But all these girls that are on OnlyFans now are blaming it on COVID. How many fucking girls were like on the brink of becoming fucking strippers and prostitutes before COVID? Yeah, this was like, it was such a fucking, they were walking a tightrope and it was like, push you off, bitch. It's COVID time. And they were like, well, guess I got to take my shirt off. Yep. I mean, I was almost there anyway. you know, like all these girls are like fucking, woo, check out my OnlyFans. You never heard that before COVID.
Excuse. Yep, I know. I agree.
So this is what I was alluding to on the beginning of the show. Summerfield, Florida man accused of hitting a deputy in the face with a Bible.
For what?
For what? To find Jesus, I would imagine.
The power of Christ compels you.
Would you say earlier, if you go to church, that don't mean you good?
Love Jesus.
Yeah. Again. Authorities were called to a residence in Summerfield, northwest of Orlando, after a neighbor reported a break-in at his home. Deputies said when they arrived, they found Robert Otis Hoskins.
Terrible.
39, dressed in his underwear, shouting something to the effect of, quote, I condemn you.
He was soiling the underwear for the other dude to buy online.
You might be right, dude. That's very close in proximity, even. Whoa. Mm-hmm. They said he threw a Bible that hit the deputy in the face.
Oh,
Hoskins was tased and taken into custody following a brief struggle. The arrest report said that the suspect also defecated on himself at the scene.
Oh, he did it.
And then sold it to the guy in the first story.
Tie it up. It's waving around.
I wish people could see your visual.
Gross.
A deputy wrote in the report that the suspect was asked why he broke into the home, and he replied, quote, because God told me to.
Yeah, that's the devil, dummy.
Authorities said there was damage to the door at the neighbor's residence, a window had been broken, and the alleged victim's wife said that $50 of clothing was stolen. She also told deputies.
She go on a shopping spree at Walmart? You get like 17 tank tops for $50.
She also told the deputies that the suspect had a drug problem.
Duh.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm. Was it meth?
Probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I had to go out on a limb, probably.
Shit in your pants and breaking into houses, I would be like meth.
That reminds me of that movie we watched earlier, and I meant to talk about it when we were talking about Halloween shit. We watched the new Adam Sandler Halloween movie on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Hoobie's Halloween.
Yeah, and his mom was buying t-shirts from the from the thrift store. And she's like, I got this for 50 cents. And it said something like,
boner donor.
Boner donor.
And he was like, boner donor? What is that? And she's like, I think it's like a mistake, so I donate mistakes.
It still doesn't make any sense.
You gotta,
dude,
like, just watch the movie for the t-shirts, because one of them said, like, kayaking makes me wet.
I shave my balls for this. Yeah. That was, you know what, that quick sidetrack, that was a good movie, and I'm willing to say it's as good, if not better, than fucking Hocus Pocus.
Am I wrong to say that? No, you're not wrong. I thought it was really enjoyable, and it was funny. The only thing,
typical throwback Adam Sandler,
right? Well, the only thing that kind of bothered me was he did that stupid face voice like he does for Waterboy,
yeah,
and Little Nicky. And I'm like, what?
There was a whole scene where he was talking like that, and I just heard mumble.
Yeah, like it was when he was talking to the cop in the car. Was that when you just saw his mouth moving?
Kinda, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what was happening. He was just like,
but all right, it was kind of cool because it was based in Salem, Massachusetts.
Where?
Massachusetts.
You said Tusis.
Massachusetts.
Is that right? That ain't right.
Chusets.
No, yeah, Chusets.
You got chew on it.
Chusets.
But it was based in Salem about, you know, and it turns out that his great, 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 great grandma or whatever was one of the people that got
the witch trials?
Yeah, they were like, there's witches here. And then he's like, she was trying to save innocent people, and
yeah,
she ended up getting burned or whatever. But it was really cool.
It was good.
I love seeing all the Halloween decorations and all the fall stuff.
My New England family, man, they would be interested to know. Like, we're watching it, and I pulled out my phone, and I looked on Google Maps to see the proximity where Salem, Massachusetts is from Boston and to see where Salem, Massachusetts is from Manchester, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, Dutch, maybe we should live in Salem, Massachusetts. And you were like, what'd you say? I was like,
would you want to live there? And I said, yes.
And no. Which is my favorite, dude. That's a Adventure Time.
Because there's good and there's bad.
I'm never trying to go through another winter ever in my life.
Well, there's like the whole job thing, and then you have to find a house.
And I love this house. I never want to live anywhere else, to be honest with you. It's just my people they happen to be there.
Right.
You know, it just sucks.
I know. But, I mean, once they get older, maybe they'll want to be in somewhere where it's warm. If this state doesn't break off into the ocean.
Or something else. I mean, like, there's no telling. Bugs Bunny might actually saw off at the Georgia line, like that cartoon, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Well, we keep building and building and building, and I'm like, that's how sinkholes happen, so the whole state's just going to eventually collapse on itself.
You've been saying that for like 15 years, so I feel like if we've gotten 15 years, we at least can get 15 more, and
yeah,
by then, who knows, you know, what'll happen? Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe we could just live on a boat.
I feel like it'll probably happen to the southern part first. Wouldn't it be something if the middle part broke off and then it was just like an island now?
Which would suck for us because we're in central Florida. So you're saying that like water would come through Tampa Bay and like wash out the whole like I-4 corridor. So like Tampa's gone, Orlando's gone, like all Daytona. The way over to the Daytona, all the way over to the other coast. And then like North Florida would just assimilate into be part of Georgia. And then South Florida, like Miami would be like the island of Miami.
It'd be like Hawaii.
Yeah, it would be, well, yeah, it'd be like the island of Miami with the Florida Keys in that. That actually sounds pretty dope, because to be honest with you.
I feel like that they're building so many housing developments over around us and everywhere, and it's just
Understand how there's enough people to fill it.
I don't either.
We're in such a, like, growth area, and it's been a growth area as long as we've moved here, and we've lived here since 2004, and this area has continually, every single year, grown and grown and grown. Like, where are these people coming from?
I don't know, and I feel like people might be getting tired of buying the cookie cutter houses stuff.
I know I do. I was.
Right, that's why we moved into this
place. Fuck yeah, man.
Because they build them up so fast, and there's nothing but issues with them. And I feel like maybe people that have been here a little while, like us, that are looking for something a little bit more different, that has character to it, that has somewhat of a yard. You know, that was the worst.
All of that, yeah, all of that. Everything, all of that.
That's why we love this house so much, because it has everything that we wanted.
I like being here. What do you want from me?
Nothing. I got it.
I feel like you're trying to sell me.
No, I got what I wanted.
But I feel like if, like, as watching that movie, if it actually was filmed in Salem, I don't know if it was or not, but
it looked like it might have been, because they were in the Witches Museum.
Yeah, and it had a small town feel. Thing. Well, sure. No, Jason wanted us to come up for Halloween this year, because he said that him and Chrissy went to Salem for Halloween one year, and it's like fucking amazing.
We'll have to do, if we do ever go up there for Halloween, we definitely have to put a lot of thought into our costumes.
Will that be the year that we actually show out as Kenny in April?
It could be.
Kenny in April?
I'd have to get some spray tan.
You can,
and a wig.
Yeah, you can go a little oranger. I'd be okay with that. I'll start growing my hair now.
All right.
Did you have anything to say about this guy that smacked the cop with the Bible?
Probably shouldn't have done that.
Okay. Advice from Dutch. Probably shouldn't have done that. The next one I got, we're in Fairmont.
It's like Safe Mart?
Fairmont, Florida. Where a Florida woman was charged after admitting to trading meth for food, gas, and shelter.
I mean, it sounds like a sweet deal.
That's my stance, too. And I wanted to ask you what you felt about that, because I was like, okay, this is one of those things where this chick is obviously homeless. She's selling drugs, which I know is bad. Don't sell drugs. Drugs are bad. But she's not on a corner and asking for money that this alludes to. She's not trying to take any handouts. She's trying to fucking barter her way to get her own shit going. And they're like, no, you can't do that. And I think that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I think that fucking sucks, dude. She's trying to take some initiative, and she's trying to like make her situation better.
If she was selling tamales, they wouldn't say shit.
Do you think not?
No.
Because there's no law against that?
No, maybe she just put the meth in tamales.
I love that tamale cart that used to come through Ruskin.
I don't know.
A guy used to be walking all the time with the little fucking thing, and he ringing the bell and shit.
I mean, they had popsicles. I didn't know that there were tamales.
Fuck yeah, dude.
There's all kinds of little, like, when you're driving down the main road and there's vans backed up, and they all have the back of the vans open with their little tables out and their little, like, tabletop cookers or whatever, like yeah, the little hot plates and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I've always wanted to stop, but I'd be afraid that I wouldn't speak.
That they were going to snatch you?
No, that I couldn't tell them what I wanted because I couldn't speak Spanish.
Oh my God, you are so impossibly white.
Dos tacos.
You are so impossibly Caucasian. Your Caucasity is appalling. Well, I mean,
they're on the side of the road. It's not like they have a menu I could point at.
Oh, Melissa.
I can't go to a Chinese restaurant and speak Chinese like Jason Elmy.
Yeah, well, I can't. We're going to go back to the place that didn't have any food 2 years ago and try to have food.
Oh, he told me that I need to come up there so he could fight me.
I saw.
How do you feel about that?
I saw.
How do you feel about us fighting?
I would enjoy that. And if I had to get in early before the line gets set, I would have to put, I bet the farm on Dutch, because I believe that you would fight by street rules, and Jason Almy would try to fight in the traditional Buddhist monk fucking discipline, and he would come out with, you know, like his forms and his stances, and he would try to meditate you and like create fucking astral animals to come and attack you. Probably. And shit, and all while he's doing all that, you know, heavy breathing and fucking woo-ha shit, you're just gonna run up and grab his fucking nuts and go, ah, monkey snatch peach, and fucking rip his goddamn ball bag off.
I would do that to Christina. She needs his ball bag.
Does she though?
I mean, maybe.
That to say, I guess we could break in right there and before I do the story and say that I will be at the Plunge live stream in December. Riley just added Creatures in the Night and hashtag no offense to the list of shows performing live for this year's 24-hour live stream. Be sure and check that out. If you can donate, please do. It goes to a good cause. It's all proceeds go to the Special Olympics of New Hampshire.
What do you want, Luke?
We're almost done, baby. Can you give us like 15 more minutes, please? And then we'll get some dinner, okay? Okay.
If you're quiet, you could stay.
I don't trust it.
Be fine.
I don't trust it.
So we have a child on the floor if anybody hears anything.
That's what you get, I guess, when you do a daytime show. So yeah. This will be the first time we have an audience sit in. Maybe it'll be a bad thing because it'll affect our language, or maybe that will be a good thing. Who knows?
Beep.
What the beep? So yeah, that sounds like it'll be a fun time. And like I say, if you have the means to donate, please do, because it's for a good cause. It'll be the first ever Creatures of the Night where we're all in the same place officially. I mean, the last time we did it was for Jason's show. I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. I'm glad you get to go. Because I was like, if you can find a cheap ass flight, then there's no reason why you shouldn't.
And that's exactly what it was. It was a $90 or $99 airfare. So I mean, like, I could not go. Okay, so this actual story about this woman says that on October 3rd, officers with the Fairmont Police Department performed a search of the vehicle and found drugs and paraphernalia inside, according to a criminal complaint. When officers performed the search, Doretta Stewart, 44, Fairmont, why do I keep saying Fairmont?
I don't know.
Fairmont was inside the vehicle, and the items, which amounted to 6.5 grams of methamphetamine, you called it, multiple empty plastic bags, and a small set of scales. After officers read Stewart or Miranda rights, she consented to a search of her cell phone. Probably shouldn't have done that.
Oh, no.
And officers found a message, which she sent to another individual stating, quote, I have ice if you are needing it.
And she had a bag of ice for her cooler.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
they
like, pay no attention to the stack of baggies and the scales, right?
No. I mean, those are for something else. I was planning on separating my goldfish bags for snacks later.
Oh, like meal prep?
Yeah.
Like she's just for meal snack prep. Prepping for the rest of the week.
I only had a few baggies, so I just grabbed what I had.
Also, during the interview, Stewart told officers that she would use the methamphetamine to exchange for food, gas, and a place to stay. Mm-hmm. She's been charged with possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance. And when I read that, I was like, I don't know. Like, meth is different, obviously. Meth is one of those life-destroying drugs. It's not like, you know, she was fucking trying to sell some weed, or she was trying to, you know, distribute DMT or fucking mushrooms or something.
Falls off and
yeah,
shit,
it's, so I get it. Bad. I get it. That should probably be stopped. But I mean, like, fuck, people, she's just trying.
Well, and my thing is, the people that are getting it from her are going to get it somewhere else anyway. So, I mean, stopping her isn't going to stop them.
Well, I guess, you know, you're supposed to cut off the head to get the body to die.
There's too many heads.
There's too many heads. Mm-hmm. It's like fucking Hydra in there.
Right. Too many heads.
Too many heads. I only got one more for you.
Okay.
And it's, you know, like I was trying to before. I was trying to close on like a feel-good type story, you know, for our Florida stuff. We're in the Florida Keys where a pregnant woman jumped into the ocean to save her husband from a shark attack after she saw blood in the water.
What?
That's what I said.
Wow.
That is the woman for the rest of your life, sir.
If I wasn't pregnant, I'd be more willing to jump in the water, but
well,
I don't know if I don't know if I would save you.
Well, I was gonna ask after I read the story, but I guess since you offered it up first, we could get into it.
Yeah, it's.
I feel like if I was the guy, I would be mad if you jumped in pregnant,
mm-hmm.
because like you said, like you're risking
both lives.
Yeah, that was my thought, because I was gonna ask you, would you jump in if it was us?
It also depends on what kind of shark.
Oh, you're not gonna like this.
Oh no, is it bull shark?
Yeah.
You're
not gonna like
those motherfuckers.
Pregnant woman jumped into the ocean to save her husband from a bull shark attack during a family vacation to the Florida Keys. Margot Dukes Eddy and her husband Andrew had been on a private boat at Sombrero Reef with their family on Sunday when the incident took place. Andrew had just entered the water to go snorkeling when the shark latched onto his shoulder.
Oh.
Margot jumped in without hesitation after spotting the shark's dorsal fin and blood spilling into the water next to where her husband had gotten in.
If it's only a few feet of water, then I would go in.
Well, that's it. It says it. They were snorkeling, so I would imagine it's kind of shallow.
Yeah, if it was a shallow, then yeah, then I would go in. If I can stand up and fight the shark, then yeah, I would go.
Stand up and fight the shark. Listen to you.
Yeah, because I mean, you just gotta gouge their eyes out. But if like you were swimming in the open water,
like in like deep blue sea,
yeah, like there's no way that I'd be able to help fight that shark off.
Well, yeah, that's like going back to the Tampa Bay Lightning. We're talking about home field advantage, man. Yeah.
So there's no way, because I wouldn't be able to do it if I had to, like, swim. But if I could stand up and poke its eyes out, then I'd do it, too.
She was able to pull him back onto the boat, where luckily she avoided injury herself. And
so they were on a boat.
Yeah.
So she didn't come from the beach.
No. They were on a private boat. That's what I said. They were on a private boat near Sombrero Reef with their family.
Wow.
She was able to pull him back to the boat, where luckily she avoided injury herself, and Andrew was then brought back to shore and airlifted to Ryder Trauma Center in Miami. Several other people were snorkeling in the water at the time. Eddie's injury was said to be, quote, severe in a Facebook post from the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, mm-hmm. which added that witnesses in the area reported seeing a bull shark early in the day measuring somewhere between 8 and 10 feet.
Damn, that's a big one.
Yeah. It says bull sharks may be more dangerous to humans than any other shark. Yeah. They reside in shallow waters, are aggressive, and can mistake
they
humans
call
for
them
larger
bull
prey.
Bull sharks for a reason. A lot of sharks depend on their eyesight. Bull sharks don't, because they usually like to hunt in murky waters, so they go by their sense of smell.
Is it like the water vibration? Is that like a thing? Like when you move around, then creates
it's
the
all electrical.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's electrical senses or whatever on their nose. So bull sharks don't see very well, so they don't know what they're biting. But also, unlike like the great white, normally they'll attack you and let you bleed out and then come back later. Where bull sharks will keep coming back. Because they don't want to get injured.
It says adults are up to 11 feet long and weigh 300 pounds. Oh, yeah. Like, how would you sling that off you if he got on you? There ain't no fighting that in the water, too.
You gotta go for his eyes. You gotta take your thumbs and stick your thumbs in the eyes.
In that moment, man, like, you have to have, like, clarity to think
absolutely.
About Rosie, fuck, dude. We're trying to do a show here, man.
Absolutely.
Fleabag.
It's the same with that alligator, too. You go for their eyes.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's... Is that a bigger target on an alligator?
I think they're about the same.
Because alligators have... Well, yeah, it's weird. I don't know. Like, I just thought alligators have that, like, they're, like, more protruding from their face.
Yeah, I mean, but they're the same size. It's just on top instead of on the side.
No, you're right. You're right. But, yeah, that's all I got for you. So, I mean, do you have anything else?
Nope. I'm good.
I'm looking real quick here. I think we covered everything. We covered everything except I have one more bullet point here.
Is it bougie breakfast?
No, I didn't put that on my list because I didn't understand what I meant by that. I made notes throughout the week and like I didn't give any clarity or context to that, so I don't know what I meant by that. But you did have me going to bougie breakfast spots.
Yeah. First Watch is bougie. Kiki's isn't bougie. It's like
Was a mistake. I didn't intend to take you there.
I mean, Kiki's is good. I wanted to go there too.
Would you tell me you said I took you to a nicer version of IHOP.
Or Denny's.
Something. I thought it was fine, and I didn't agree with what your statement was because they had fucking higher quality things on their menu than that.
I like First Watch.
I know you do, and we went, and I took you there, and you got a fucking turmeric goddamn meditation drink and shit, and really flexed your caucasity that day too.
And pumpkin pancakes.
Yeah. All of that. Mm-hmm. No, I meant to, when I was talking about watching stuff for the spooky, I don't know why, but I put Dark Side of Oz down there. Did you ever do that?
No.
Where you watch Wizard of Oz and you play Dark Side of the Moon and it lines up?
I heard about it, but no, I never
did it. You never actually did it? No. I did it, and it lines up, and it's wicked cool, man. Like, so I thought about maybe we should try to do that just to...
To do it.
Just to do it, yeah. Yeah, whatever. I didn't know if you've ever done it before.
Nope.
And then one more other thing is that that Haunting of Bly Manor started yesterday, too, so we could start watching that a little bit.
Yeah, I saw an ad for that.
Maybe we can wrap this up and go get spooky. Have some dinner and get spooky time. Okay. What do you think about that?
That's fine.
All right. Well, this has been another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. Thanks for stopping in, sitting with us, having hopefully a couple of laughs, hopefully being entertained for a little while. I know that some people were upset that we were off last week, even though I said during the last episode that we were going to not be recording. I still got messages saying, where's the new episode?
Well, I'm glad they like us.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I'm not talking from our friends. I mean, just random motherfuckers.
That's cool.
You know what? I got a fucking spam message that I feel like somebody specifically tailored to us.
Uh-oh.
Let me open this up.
It's probably Elmy.
It wasn't. It says it was from the Boogeyman. Look, it says from the Boogeyman. Title, subject of the email: what nightmares do to your body? Skull, ghost emoji, and it looks like a dragon.
Okay.
Okay. Turns out, and it's a kind of a long email, so I'll just be brief. Turns out that nightmares cause a lot more harm than just a bad night's sleep. Latest studies show nightmares trigger a cascade of physiological responses that immediately weakens the immune system and signals the body to store fat in the belly region for days. This is like totally like geared because we talk about how we struggle with diets and shit, and then right. We're also like, yo, we like woo-woo shit. So they're like, oh, bet. Okay, well, if you got nightmares, that's what's making you fat.
That could be. I mean, it's linked to anxiety, too. When you have anxiety or you worry a lot, it does weaken your immune system. So
look,
that makes sense.
It says, interestingly enough, studies show that your body interprets a nightmare as a severe form of stress and simply reacts accordingly.
Yep.
For starters, the subconscious stress forces the release of your fat-storing hormone, cortisol, which simultaneously suppressing hormones that regulate your appetite. Blah, 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 blah. Many paragraphs later... this tiny tweak to your bedtime routine prepares the body for a perfect night's sleep and promotes the body to release stored belly fat while you sleep instead of storing it. Click here to see what this tiny change to your routine would be. Fuck off, dude.
Wow, okay.
Come on, man.
Is that belly magnets?
I think they probably might have been selling you some belly magnets that you could attach some crystals to. And
yeah, it could be.
Yeah, dude.
I believe in crystal shit. Crystals and rocks.
Yeah. I haven't done enough research, but I'm open to it. The only thing that it steers me away is remembering Napoleon Dynamite going, "You got to place the crystals," when he was trying to travel through time.
Well, those weren't real crystals.
I'm just saying.
Just like the Earth gives off energy, certain kinds of geodes give off energy as well.
Oh God, I'm gonna tiger growl you so hard. I'm gonna tiger growl you so fucking hard. I love you so much.
Aww.
If this is your first episode of Hashtag No Offense, thanks for stopping by. We're available everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. Give us ratings. Give us reviews. All of that. Subscribe. You get the newest episodes as soon as they drop. We are also part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Look for that at Inner Circle PN on all the socials, innercirclepn.com. And is the whole squad of all of our friends, including Simmons and Moore, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, The Hood Diner, The Plunge, Failing Hollywood, and all the Inner Circle original programming, such as Creatures of the Night, The Slimmer Circle, Inner Circle Sports, and so on, etc., etc. Please subscribe to that Inner Circle Presents feed on your favorite podcast platform as well. You can reach us on social media at HTNOS everywhere, on the web at HTNOS.com. Shoot us an email, HTNOS@yahoo.com. Call the voicemail. I was talking to a guy at my work that listens to the show this past week, and he's like, "You guys haven't been playing voicemails lately." And I said, "You know what? We haven't been getting voicemails lately. We get a lot of submissions, get a lot of people sending shit. Don't get any calls on the voicemail much anymore."
Yeah, tell us a ghost story. It's October. Got any spooky ghost stories?
Shine that creature light out there. And I was actually also told when we were talking about that, where this individual, he said, "Did you ever change your voicemail message?" And I said... And I said, "No." He goes, "Probably why."
I know. I'm aggressive.
So if you want to see what that is, call the voicemail line at 813-773-5706. This young lady is the Duchess Wutzke on Twitter.
You're the real Wutzke everywhere.
We combine forces to form like Voltron and become the Hashtag No Offense Show on a weekly basis. We'll see you next time, motherfuckers. This is 152. I love you. I'm so glad to be back on the mic.
Yay, me too. Same. Peace.
Kisses.
Stoochie boochies.